Hello, everyone. This is Mistress Brighton. You know I like to keep things weird. I like it weird. I like really bizarre kinks. So today I'm talking about peculiar fetish combos, Q-tipping and analgasms. There's nothing wrong with your eyesight. That does say on my blog, Q-tipping and analgasms. Everybody loves that orgasmic sensation they get from Q-tipping your ears, you know, and you stick the Q-tip in and you're like, oh yeah, that. So why not pair what would classify under peculiar fetish combos and try it on for science? Because you know, here we do everything for science. So boys, you know that feeling you get. Like I said, You get it when you're Q-tipping and you're cleaning your ear, you know, sometimes after your shower, and you make a noise similar to the one that I just made, and your eyes cross and roll back into your head, and maybe you make some other noises that I love. I like noisy submissives. I like to know that what I'm doing to you or what you're doing to yourself by my directive is having an effect on you. I like to hear you cry. I like to hear you scream. I like to hear you whimper and moan. I like all of those noises. But the thing about Q-tipping, the reason why it feels so good when you Q-tip your ears is because the ears have a complex system of nerves and nerve endings that makes it so pleasurable. Now, imagine pairing that with, let's use the Hush vibrating remote butt plug as an example. So let's say Mistress Brighton has you buy a Hush Vibe and you've got it up your ass, and I've got the remote on my phone and I'm pressing buttons, and all of a sudden your butt pussy starts tingling with this strong vibration, and at the same time as you're laying there, I have you Q-tip your ears, and you get just this orgasmic bliss from it. Now, is your mind putting that together and your cock is twitching? That's what I thought. So, anyway, here's the other reason this pairing would turn you into a puddle of subby bliss. The male anus is also where the G-spot is located. So imagine having your inner ear G-spot and your anal G-spot stimulated at the same time. And I'm imagining the sound you would make and the euphoria you would feel. And I want to guide you through this process. I am a sensual mistress after all. And when I'm not tormenting subs, you know, because I get off on that, I reward good, obedient subbies with an experience that they will remember for the rest of their natural lives. Now, let's talk safety. Do not, under any circumstances, drive a Q-tip deep in your ear. You can damage your eardrum, you can damage your hearing, and then you won't be able to hear my beautiful voice. You know, you won't hear me guiding you through the process. Remember when your elders would tell you don't masturbate because it'll make you go blind? Well, they partially had it right. If you masturbate too much while Q-tipping and you accidentally drive it deep in your ear, it can make you go deaf. And again, you know, that would suck because then you wouldn't be able to hear me. You wouldn't be able to hear me guiding you like, okay, now stroke your cock and twirl that Q-tip right around your outer ear for me. Arrrr. So, anyway, if you want to explore your bizarre BDSM kinks with me, if you want to try Q-tipping and analgasms, call me. 1-800-601-6975. Just ask for Brighton. And we will do it safely to protect your ears. Your ass, on the other hand, all bets are off. There's no protecting your ass from me. See you later. Bye.